From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. BP says it has begun its latest effort to seal the broken pipeline gushing oil into the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's Jamie Terabay reports.
The method pumps heavy fluid and mud into the broken pipeline to stem the flow of the oil and then seal it. Engineers then hope to follow up the mud with cement. If it works, it may permanently seal the leak. But BP is also saying the method may not be entirely successful. They put its chances at 60% to 70%. The top kill method has never been tried before at this depth, 5,000 feet below the surface. They also say it could be a couple of days before they know whether it's working. BP's been trying to stem the spread of the oil, but it has already affected Louisiana shorelines and wildlife. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News.
President Obama, speaking in California today, said the kind of deepwater drilling that led to the Gulf oil spill is risky and costly to do, and one more reason why the nation needs to get away from fossil fuels and move toward alternative forms of energy.
The spill in the Gulf, which is just heartbreaking, only underscores the necessity of seeking alternative fuel sources.
The president made his remarks during a tour of a plant that makes solar panels. Mr. Obama also said there is no guarantee that BP's efforts to stop the massive oil leak will work, but he said if the latest attempt does fail, other approaches will be tried. Sales of new single-family homes jumped nearly 15% last month. The Commerce Department says it's the highest annual increase in almost 2 years. More from Danielle Carson.
Home buyers were scrambling to sign contracts before the government's popular tax credit expired last month. And with housing prices and mortgage rates at record lows, first-time buyers accounted for nearly half the homes purchased last month. But while April's report suggests the housing market is starting to hold its own, Michael Larson, a real estate analyst with Weiss Associates, says it's still treading water.
If you looked at just the new home market in isolation, you'd say you've got a great potential for a vigorous rebound. The problem, though, is we're still dramatically oversupplied in existing homes, and we're going to stay that way for some time because we have this continued influx of distressed and foreclosed property.
Analysts say the housing market won't turn the corner until the glut of unsold homes, as many as 6 million, starts shrinking. And until then, housing prices will stay sluggish. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
Leading U.S. forecasters predicting a larger number of Atlantic hurricanes this season. William Gray, the founder of Colorado State University's storm research team, says his group is already ramping up its hurricane forecast due out next week. In its previous forecast last month, CSU was projecting an average 8 hurricanes this season, 4 of which could be major storms. Stocks did another abrupt turnaround, this time to the downside. After trading higher for much of the day, the market ended lower on news China might be reassessing its eurozone debt holdings. The Dow was down 69 points today. You're listening to NPR. According to the administration's top Homeland Security advisor, homegrown terrorism will be among the focuses of the administration's new national security strategy. Top counterterrorism advisor John Brennan says while the National Security Strategy document prepared for presidents in the past has focused almost extensively on international threats, the latest revision will also look at the issue of homegrown extremists, such as the Pakistani-American charged in the failed Times Square bombing attempt. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner is meeting European finance leaders, calling for efforts to prevent the financial crisis from spreading. As Larry Miller reports from London, Geithner made his comments after meeting with the Treasury Minister of the newly elected British government.
Timothy Geithner says the markets want to see action. He says he's confident the European Union will do what's necessary to prevent instability, adding that governments need to act quickly and with force, referring to the EU's $1 trillion rescue package aimed at containing the Greek debt crisis. Geithner says it's good and has the right elements, but he says the restructuring needs to be credible and designed with care and consistency. He says the G20 nations will reinforce EU efforts to prevent financial crises. The Treasury Secretary also met with the Governor of the Bank of England. Geithner heads to Frankfurt for a working dinner with the head of the European Central Bank, and Thursday he meets with the German Finance Minister. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Federal prosecutors in Indianapolis say they have broken up a major online child pornography ring, arresting more than 50 people. Officials say the arrest stemmed from a probe that began in 2008 but was kept quiet to avoid tipping off suspects. Government is seeking the extradition of the group's alleged ringleader from England. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.